I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A proposal in the state Senate seeks to end golden parachutes, where public employees receive a large severance payment when dismissed for misconduct. Tom Cullerton, a Villa Park Democrat, says taxpayers often foot the bill for these payouts, but his plan would end that.
And this will start addressing the problem that has been going on throughout this state with executives getting massive payouts as they leave office instead of having a executive board or whether it be a local government, a school board, release them. They'd rather just give them the severance package.
The measure would cap severance payments to no more than 20 weeks of pay for all future public employees. Currently, some payments can go for a year or more. Anyone dismissed for misconduct would not receive a payout. The Senate approved the proposal without opposition. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner's administration says a rebuild of the Quincy Veterans Home is the best way to get rid of Legionella bacteria linked to more than a dozen deaths. Sam Dunklaw reports some lawmakers are skeptical.
That fix is one of several detailed in a report state legislators got earlier this week, and it's a costly one. It asks for as much as $245 million to build new living quarters and replace old pipes. A draft report in March called for the same things, but asked for $20 million more. Democratic State Senator Tom Cullerton of Villa Park heads the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He says the numbers have wavered and don't add up.
Looks like they just need a bunch of money. If that was the case, they really could have asked me that in January. So I could have been asked to run a dollar amount at any point.
The Rauner administration says that the federal government could reimburse the state for much of the cost. Either way, the money will have to come from the state first, and the legislature has yet to set aside a single dollar. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Lawmakers advanced a measure requiring public schools to teach LGBT history. The Senate voted 34-18 on the plan by Chicago Democrat Heather Staines. She says it's consistent with state law that already requires students to learn the history of various races or ethnicities. California is the only state with an LGBT education law. It was enacted last year. Chuck Weaver, a Peoria Republican, says the initiative could infringe on religious freedom. Other Republicans say schools would maintain control over how the topic is taught. The legislation now goes to the House. And the 50th annual Special Olympics Spring Games kick off today in Chicago. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Incoming Associate Chancellor for Enrollment, Jennifer DeHamers, says there's a lot of work to be done to fix the SIU Carbondale enrollment issues. She says it's important to find students who will make SIU home. DeHamers says 150 miles is about as far as students are willing to travel, and the university needs to refocus its search for students within that area. Meanwhile, the chair of SIU's Board of Trustees says the administration has been right to remain neutral on legislation affecting the university. Trustee Amy Scholler says the board hasn't taken a stance on any of the bills, and therefore no directive has been given to the administration. Trustee Scholler posted an open letter to the SIU community yesterday. She's urging full transparency among board members and administrators. The Illinois Senate is approving tougher sentences for violent attacks committed on places of worship. The bill, sponsored by Senator Bill Hayne of Alton, raises the minimum penalties for violence, especially with a weapon, in a church, synagogue, or mosque. He says a crime in 2009 prompted the change. The legislation now heads to the Illinois House for approval. Showers and thunderstorms will dominate the forecast today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Some could be strong to severe at times. I'm Jennifer Fuller.